The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating our 10th anniversary on the air. Can you believe that?
And 10 great years.
And Sue is at the helm here this morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Susie. And, of course, if it's Thursday, it's my girlfriend, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
So you can be my girlfriend, right?
Absolutely. It's okay with Linda. It's all right.
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's got 55 degrees in downtown Reading. Looking for a high today near 78. Certainly breezy with a north wind of 18 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 36 miles per hour. Tonight, we're looking for a low of 46. And on Friday, a high of 80 and a low of 47. The wind will continue through Friday. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 80, light variable wind. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 49. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 77. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 49. In the 70, high 70s through next week and low 80s. Not looking for any moisture anytime soon. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, you know, on today we have, of course, joining us right now is Connie Grenolf, and we're going to be talking Big Bike Weekend. But then we're also going to have Katie Cassidy. She's the program manager over at Adult Services for the County of Shasta, talking about mental health resources, the medically assisted treatment in this. And we're also going to discuss, if I can shoehorn it in here, we may get a phone call from Victor Treatment Centers. Victor Treatment Centers is the one where we had the that assault last Sunday night, and where the woman was injured very badly. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of days later at a different home, because they have four homes here in town, three of the kids, I don't know if you can call them kids, they're 16 and 15 and 13. 13's a kid, assaulted another member, and they were all arrested, but 13-year-old was turned loose, and then he put $3,000 damage on the van just a day later.
These kids are, yeah.
And so I think we need to talk a little bit about who these kids are and how many we have here in town. You may be surprised. And we're going to try and get to that today also. But we're going to start off with our good buddy, Connie. Good morning.
Good morning.
It must be that time of the year.
It is absolutely that time of year. Okay. And we are excited. And for those people that are concerned, Big League Dreams has power. It's REU. Everything is cool. The wind's going to die down. We're good. We're golden.
So tell us about this year's event.
Okay, so we have collaborated with the Northern California Veterans Support Group, NorCal Think Pink, and Rocks for Socks. So this is a totally different Big Bike Weekend that the community has seen in the past. So we'll start with Friday. We partnered with the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Group, a group that's very near and dear to our hearts. And we are doing a partnership with them for a kickoff event on Friday at the Cascade Theater featuring ZZ Tush Band, which is the ZZ Top tribute band. 100% of the ticket sales is going to the support group so they can keep going on with the programs like Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Race Across America, be able to offer the columbarium bases, and be able to buy things for the cemetery that the state won't provide, like the upgraded PA system in the chapel. So that's going on Friday. And then Saturday is the official kickoff of Big Bike Weekend. And we're going to start with the Remembrance Joyride with the Reading Police Motor Officers. And we love that. And we hope that there will be a Think Pink wrapped motorcycle with us, but we don't know that for sure. We love that. And so this year we're going to feature the Sundial Bridge. RPD is going to have their drone up in the air, and they're going to be doing some footage of the bikes going towards the Sundial Bridge, but of course not over the Sundial Bridge before the bikes leave. We'll have Vita Food Truck out there because, you know, what do you eat to ride, ride to eat kind of slogan is for the bikers. You know that, Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We love to eat.
You know, you get on the bike and drive a couple hundred miles just so you can have food at
yes,
the end of it.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Got to refuel both the tank, your body tank, and your fuel tank. And then the youth of the Jefferson Pipe Band will be playing for about 20 minutes or so right before we leave for the ride. So the public is invited to come to the California Street Labs, 1313 California Street, Saturday morning from 9 a.m. The bikes leave at 10:30. We have some phenomenal vendors coming from out of town. Special one, again, near dear to our hearts, is the Hero family, which is Larry Hero, who does custom pinstriping, and his wife, Leonette, who does LED light installation. So they are offering to all active military and veterans a discount for their services. So you don't have to be a registered biker. You need something done. Say, you know, I'm thinking about maybe having my mailbox pinstriped. I'll take it down there and have them do that. And that's a wonderful benefit. And then for the community. Now, this would be so cool. You've ridden, Carl.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, you get stiff after that long ride. So how about when you're done with that ride, you just come over to Big League Dreams and you can have a nice little chair massage.
Or, I think it's a great idea. I think there should be chair massages
after every ride.
Chair massages after everything you do.
Oh, well, I mean, that's true.
After the show, I should have a chair massage.
I mean,
at least.
Isn't that fun? And Escape Reading is going to have their mobile escape unit. So that I've done that one time. Have you guys done that? The mobile
no.
escape room? We could not complete our time limit. We were unable to complete our tasks, so we were like locked in the room forever. But that will be a lot of fun.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it will be. We have 11 bands, and Sunday is a special partnership with NorCal Think Pink. We're going to have our first Think Pink poker run. So if you're not a rider, but you have a car and you want to support the Think Pink group, NorCal group, then come on and do the poker run with us. It will start at the McConnell Foundation on Sunday at 9 a.m. The last bike or car will leave at 10:15. We'll end up at Big League Dreams for a wonderful concert by the Fried Brothers Band.
What a fun weekend you've got lined up.
We do. There's a lot of different things. On Saturday, we have 10 different bands playing. All of these are local bands who have donated their time to play for free. Isn't that awesome?
It is. It's an awesome, awesome weekend.
And
the weather's going to be really great for it.
Yeah,
it's going to be super.
It is.
You know, Connie, before we take a break here, Big Bike Weekend, you guys do such a great job on it.
Thank you.
I mean, you really do. I mean, it's organized, it's safe, it's got all that. You know, and years ago when I was involved, I could not figure out why Reading wouldn't have 10,000 bikers here. I think we could handle 10,000.
Oh, we could.
Easily. And this could be because of the riding areas we have, the support we have. I mean, you know, if the vendors and all those things that you've put together so graciously and so effectively over the past years. Is it because the city's pushing back on something like this?
No, I don't believe so. I think it's there was a stigma, and the shift of from venue to venue also affected it. Trying to hit that sweet spot because there's you know, Street Vibrations, which is a huge motorcycle rally, and there's Las Vegas Bike Fest, and so Las Vegas Bike Fest would shift their weekends on us. And so last year was the same weekend as ours.
Oh, okay.
This year it's not. So those vendors are coming up here to Reading to offer more services to bikers, and then a lot more merchandise vendors to offer more stuff for people to buy, whether you're a biker or not a biker.
So say again where the venues are, where the most of the action is going to be taking place.
Okay, so the action is going to be taking place at Big League Dreams on Saturday and Sunday. And, again, a great partnership with Big League Dreams. We have the whole ballpark. Bikes can park on the ball field. They can take their food and their drink anywhere they want to on the ball field, and they're waiving this turnstile fee. How many times have you gone out to Big League Dreams to watch something and there's a turnstile fee? Not this weekend.
All right.
Super.
And that's important for people to know, because you're right. That doesn't happen very often.
Yes.
And it's all Like you said, you don't have to be on a bike to go out there and enjoy this. Go out and see the kind of vendors and everything.
Have lots of food vendors and
sure.
We'll have 10 different kinds of beers for the people that I know there's a good crowd out here that loves to taste their beer. So we'll have 10 different beers. If you like bands, we have all kinds of different bands. So it's not just rock. It's reggae. It's Christian rock. It's folk. It's, you know, classic rock and roll. And just, you know, hang out and have a good time. Bring your family.
Let's go over the times one more time.
Okay. So Saturday at Big League Dreams, those hours are 10 to 5 p.m. Okay. The bands on the outdoor ball field will play till 10 o'clock at night. So you can come and just watch the bands play at night. On Saturday, if you want to check out the bikes before they leave for the Remembrance Ride, check out the Jefferson Pipe Band. That's going to be downtown at the former police station building, California Street Labs, from 9 to 10:30.
That's right behind us.
That's right here. Behind you, yeah.
Right behind us here.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, if you would like to go on the Think Pink Poker Run, that's going to start at the McConnell Foundation at 9 a.m. That'll leave at 10:15. Big League Dreams will open at 11 a.m. And we close at 4 p.m. after the Fried Brothers concert. And we have thousands of dollars of raffle prizes. So, you know, a buck. Spend a buck. You'll probably get a chance at winning, you know, some awesome things. Overnight stay, beautiful jewelry, Harley Davidson.
It's a great time. I mean, it's such a great lineup for the weekend.
It really is. And
and even if you're not a biker, you don't need, I mean, there's so much there to see and taste the beers and the raffle prizes and the bands and just take your family and go on and enjoy.
There's no motorcycle gangs showing up.
No.
No.
Oh, well, okay, so Redding Hog, they're doing a chapter ride, and they're riding as a pack in the Remembrance Joyride.
Okay, but the Redding Hogs are the Redding Harley Owners Group.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Those are, that's a little bit different than then you have the Boggles coming in here, 400 of them. That doesn't happen.
No, that doesn't happen.
That does not happen, so you don't have to worry about that either. Just have to worry about bikers that are getting a little bit older and they fall off, you know, they come up to the stoplight, forget to put their foot down.
And it's really cool because, you know, this isn't just for Harley riders or the big, you know, V-twin engine riders. We have somebody that's registered that's on a scooter, as long as it's highway legal because of the rides, you know.
Yeah.
You
can ride anything. Your trike, your slingshot, which I'm questionable on whether slingshot should really be classed as a motorcycle. So, you know, it's just a fun event and get to know each other, you know, visit with friends that you haven't seen. Like, I look forward to seeing this couple from Sacramento that come up every year. It's the only time I get to see them and just kick back, have a beer, enjoy their company. It's a lot of fun.
There we go. Okay.
There you go. Sounds like a plan.
Connie, thanks so much because you're the driving force behind this.
No, we have a great team.
Every
team needs a leader.
Connie, if it wasn't for you, I have a feeling the Big Bike Weekend would probably go by the side. So just take the accolades that you deserve on this one.
Thank you, Carl.
Even though you do have a good team.
I do.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
How was your sleep last night? I mean, you all had power down in Anderson.
I'm in a little pocket in Anderson that still has power, but most of the city does not.
So
and I slept beautifully on my sleep number bed with it setting at 55.
Your sleep number setting's 55. Well, my sleep number setting last night was I dropped mine to 50. I was moving rocks again. I've been in the rock moving business for the last few days, and I was into the feng shui part of rock moving, where I was on my hands and knees taking out this rock is too big. Oh, this one's too small. Oh, this one's just right. All up in the front. I know you're laughing at me, but if you'd come by the house yesterday, you would have seen this, and I'd get another wheelbarrow load and take it out, and then I'm taking out this rock and putting this rock in. But getting on my sleep number bed, it was like, yes. And Linda had moved 6 loads of rock herself, so her sleep number setting last night was 40. So, but you know what? The thing about it is you don't sleep. This is the best sleep you're going to have. Sleep Number is an official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, even though the New York Giants probably aren't sleeping on it as much as they should, nor the Miami Dolphins, since they haven't won a game on it.
They need to adjust their
but
setting.
The ones, but Tom Brady sleeps on it, 4-0, the GOAT. So this kind of tells you that, you know, this bed is for people that need to get sleep. And with the 360 smart bed, it senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. Come in now during the fall sale where a queen sleep number 360 smart bed is now only $1,399. But you got to go to the Target Shopping Center, go to the store, lay in there, see how comfortable these beds are and how you can get a good night's sleep. And tell them Carl, Linda, and Trish sent you. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. 7:20 in the morning here, about 56 degrees out there.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck creek? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Great.
In the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. We are. Free Fire Radio. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are a primary stroke center. They've been accredited for that and how to treat strokes quickly, effectively, get you back online again. special qualifications there, from immediate evaluation and screening, also how to take care of preventative care and screening of high-risk patients. All of this and more at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, let me tell you my my Sturgis story.
Oh, okay.
See, here's what I always thought was when I was involved with this, is this place is beautiful. Reading is beautiful. It's a beautiful bike riding, whether it's two-wheeled, your own pumping along near yourself, which I think in some cases is silly, though these guys, girls do it, to motorcycles. And I thought, why don't we have a rally here?
Like they do in Sturgis?
Well, you don't want Sturgis because, I mean, 500,000 people, that changes the whole dichotomy of your, of course, it would make all the, we could pay off the unfunded liabilities probably in 5 years. I'm not kidding you. 500,000 people. It's the sixth largest or the fifth largest money maker in South Dakota.
Oh yeah.
These people come in and they spend money because who's your Harley riders? I mean, the Harley riders and the people riding out there and their Beamers and all this. These people have got jobs and they got money. You'd be surprised how many doctors and dentists and orthodontists and lawyers and everybody, police, people with jobs. I mean, they've got businesses. We have, you know, Alliance Heated and Air, Martin and Pam. To take off for that. Now these are fine, upstanding, law-abiding people, and they go to Sturgis because it's kind of like the Mecca. And you go there for a week, and you these vendors start coming in like
it's crazy. I've been early. There just at the tail end of it. I mean, just the kind of, and there was still lots of bikes there, but it's a huge event. You're right, it's a population that's there to spend money, not to tear things up. But to come in and to spend money, stay in the hotels, eat in the restaurants.
I'm not going to lie to you. There are problems there, but it's mainly, it's not violence as it is, you know, people drunk and, you know, they drink, you know.
Just a little too much after they park the bike.
You got cops.
Or maybe not park the bike.
They bring in police. They bring in police from different places in South Dakota, Highway Patrol, Rapid
City.
A lot of security is there. And they have really strict rules in the city itself. But when you get out into the campgrounds, things, you know, nudity and all that's okay.
And North Dakota is not South Dakota is not populated like California.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
It's different than.
I've been on the road up there heading to Wyoming. And behind me, as far back as I could see, were bikers. And we weren't all in one group, you know, in groups of 4, 5, 10, you know, something like that, onesies, twosies. But everybody's on the road heading, like, you know, into Sundance in Wyoming, where the Sundance kid got his name, in the jail, because he was in jail there. Then out to the Devil's Tower, where that was the one that was in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And then you ride, I mean, and the riding is beautiful. Well, we've got all of that here. We have all of that here and more. The one thing we don't have is we don't have the infrastructure in the sense of, I'm trying to read that.
Matt Barr.
Okay. We don't have the infrastructure like of all the campgrounds. Because people love to bring their trailers in and they camp everywhere. So,
actually we do, and not too far away because you've got two right down there in Anderson. You've got three right up here. You've got a bunch of.
They can't handle 3,000 trailers.
No.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. They set up. Things come up.
Well, the fairgrounds.
You could put them in the fairgrounds, and just think of that.
You could put them
in the fairgrounds and rent out that whole fairgrounds for RVs.
And they've done that
and
before
got,
for a different.
You know, they're going to have to be self-contained. But these other ones that come up, they, you know, the Buffalo Chip and this other place, I'm trying to remember the name of it. They come up for like a month beforehand, and they get themselves or 2 months, or maybe even 3 months beforehand, and get all the sites set out and all of this. They've got huge bands coming in there. I mean, big name bands coming through there.
It's certainly doable, Carl, with a little pre planning to set all that up because the areas are here.
The areas are here, but it's not just a little pre planning. I mean, this is huge. Just what Connie does for this weekend is huge. And the city, I tell you right now, the city would fight you the city would fight you on having, hey, I'd like to bring in 25,000 bikers, you know, and their families.
So ballistic.
Oh, can you imagine what the city council would do? I mean, they get their knickers in a, you know, all tied up when they're trying to vote on something small. Hey, I've got the most important guy in Reading right now on the phone, Mitch Barb. Mitch, where are we going?
How are you guys doing today?
How are you doing?
We're doing good. So, good. You know, we're out here at Foothill High School. We're still having school even without power.
Right.
But as you guys could probably guess, it would have been impossible to do the Marine Band concert out here tonight in the gym. So
right.
The Reading Convention Center has stepped up at the last minute. They've moved some things around, and the concert is still going to be happening at 8 p.m. now instead of 7:30, so they can have the time to reorganize. But your tickets still work at that venue, and they're going to open the doors at 7:15, and we're super excited that we can still have this concert despite what we're dealing with around here. So
I got a phone call yesterday from the band saying that they were trying to, you know, they're going to be as flexible as heck. And then I saw when I put something out and said, I put something out on Facebook, said it has not been canceled. The venue will change.
Yes, exactly. We're said, working.
It has not been canceled. Venue will change. And I was just getting ready to call Staff Sergeant Barron back in D.C., but I saw yesterday from Pat Karch that it had been moved there, but nothing official had been said to me. And I wasn't going to spread that, even though I thought Pat was probably right. This is Dr. Barr, who is the music director who's bringing in the Marine Corps band, who got it all set up, and then PG&E probably was jealous because we had the band, they didn't, so they just cut off all the power for 563,000 people up here. So
yes, I had to tell you, out here at Foothill, you wouldn't believe how these kids are troopers out here. I mean, we had class yesterday. And the kids are we still rehearsed in every band yesterday, and the kids still got a lot of work done out here. We got a really great school out here at Foothill, and our administration was incredibly helpful in moving. Our principal Steve Abbott and our assistant principal Sean Anstein were also on the phone with me. It took three people on the phone to a lot of humans to get this thing moved. But
we want to give
really proud of our administration.
Well, you guys did great, but I also want to give a shout out to the Civic. Because I know that they could have said no, and then we, you know, because we were hearing things like Shasta High, and Shasta High has things going on, and then we, you know, how many thousand people can we cram into, you know, some place? But the Civic, this is going to be great. They've got a big stage. Everybody's got a good seat. It's going to be great tonight.
Sure, and
the 7:15, the doors open, and you're going to be able to hear the premier band. And probably in the United States, it's the only one that's been continuously operating since 1798.
Are there still tickets available, or is it sold out?
You know, I think there still are a handful, and there also will be a line, kind of an overflow line of people that don't have tickets. And we're going to do everything we can to get every person in there, you know. So, you know. I would say whether you got tickets or not, show up by the ticketing office. We'll have two lines available there, one with tickets and one that still
tickets. You know what?
So obviously, since it's a free event, we had it in the gym. It's kind of just first come, first serve for seating as well. So, you know,
that's
like we're
going
to assign seats all of a sudden.
Hey, the other thing, too, is that a lot of people were taking four or five seats. And they, you know, they may not be able to use them. And if that's the case, they're going to probably be having them there and offering them to people, I would think.
Well, I would think so. Yeah, I don't really know how that's going to be working. I mean, I assume that at a general level of reserving a couple seats for a family member to get there is acceptable, and we all deal with that in different places. But, I hope that everybody just be reasonable with that.
Well, you know, this is great, and I'm so glad you called me this morning. Like I said, I was calling the staff sergeant so I could start making announcements, and but you were on the ball as usual.
Thanks. I mean, thanks for all you do with this town, and I thought it was very important to let you guys know and your listeners know. So
yeah, we had a lot of people.
Word out for us today.
I'm getting, you know, queries in the chat room. I'm hearing, you know, people are saying things, and I'm going, It's not canceled. It's not canceled. And it's just that we're finding a spot for it. So a big shout out to you and Foothill and also the Civic for getting all this thing done. It's going, doors open at 7:15 and at 8 p.m. tonight. Are those people practicing in the back?
That's our bell. I got to go teach some jazz.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, man.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We'll put this out on
Facebook.
Great. We
got to
take a break here, too. When I saw the, bar, and I'm like, yes.
I know, because we were just looking for the phone number. That was great timing.
I was getting ready to call. I was getting ready to call headquarters Marine Corps and say, okay, where are they? Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of where are they, you know what where some really happy people are? River Commons Senior Living. That's right. It is the cruise ship of Reading. It's right there. Gourmet chefs, activities. You can two bedroom places. I mean, you get there. They're pet friendly. The food's outstanding. You don't have to carry rock like I did for 3 days.
Happy homeowner.
Go back to Axner, who are just wonderful people, and exchange rock. Try to exchange rock, and they were so good about it. They go, how about we just give you half a yard? And I went, and tears running, you know, I had a little tear in my eye. I went, thank you. And so then the guy put it in my truck so gently. And he goes, this is like my millionth time. And I said, hey, be gentle. He goes, hey, it's my millionth time. And he slowly let it dribble into the back of my
F-150. What kind of rock are we talking about? Are we talking big rock, river rock,
well, let's finish,
white rock?
Let's finish River Commons Senior Living here. Because, see, they don't do that there. They don't have to do that. It's near Turtle Bay Exploration Park, the Sundial Bridge. It's got it all. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. Have a personalized tour. Have lunch down there. Find out how great it is. And did I say they were pet friendly? They are. River Commons Senior Living. 7:36 in the morning. I'm just blowing by our breaks. I don't care. And it's about 55 degrees out there. How hot's it going to get today?
It's going to be 78.
78 today. Wind's blowing. We're still in the red flag, my friends. Till 9 o'clock tonight.
That is
here in Redding,
out there.
Up in the hills. It's going to be till tomorrow morning, where a lot of the power lines are. We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and 1460.
Yeah. 96.5. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put that in there.
Yeah. Northern Firearms Instruction is bringing us this segment, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. You can be, all of them are NRA trained. All the instructors go through numerous classes here. Thousands of people taught. And if you go and read the reviews, in almost every case, everybody gives them a 5-star. And there's a reason for that. They're really good. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. This is going to be a short segment because I want to get back on time here. But I want to make the announcement that the United States Marine Corps Band is still playing tonight. They will be at the Civic. It'll be at 8 o'clock, and doors open at 7:15. If you have extra tickets that for some reason you got 4 tickets and you couldn't get the other 2 people, bring the tickets with you. Bring the tickets with you, because there'll be people there that want to see it and don't have tickets, and this keeps track of everybody. Yeah, I mean, it's open seating.
It's open seating, and they're free tickets.
And they're free tickets. So if for some reason
you picked up 5 and you can only use 3, bring them all with you and
bring
turn
them with
in.
You. There'll be people standing there. Just hand them, either turn them in or give them to people in the line that need them.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I was going to be out of town, but I'm going to try and go tonight.
I was talking about the Rocks. So what we did was
What kind of rocks are we talking about?
We're talking stony cobble.
Stony cobble.
You know, like river rocks, except I mean, stony cobble. It's not really.
But like
there's a lot of
hand
size ones. Well, we're looking for the ones that are hand size, a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
Well, we had a slight mix up, and some of the rocks were big, so I went back to Axna.
With all of the bigs?
No. I just went back with an example of the big, and I said, I need smaller ones, to make everything balance. Because big ones, because we're going to cement them in, and it's going to be like a walkway.
Huh?
If they're big, they don't fit.
Right.
So I can't tell you what a nice person Julie Tatum is. And I mentioned her name to other people, and they say she is just the sweetest person. She's one of the acts in her family.
Yeah.
And she took me out there. She said, look. She says, take these over here so they all fit. Didn't cost me anything. It was just great. And so yesterday, because I'm really getting into this. I'm putting rock in. And then I realize, okay, well, this rock doesn't really match. And so I take that rock out, and I put other rocks in. So I'm out there feng shuiing my rock.
I got walkway. Been there, done that.
Can you believe this?
I know.
And yeah. I'm there, and I'm looking at this one, and I take it out of the middle, and I said, well, you know, this one would fit over there. So I go over and take that one out. I just put in and put that one in there. You know, Linda comes out once. The dog comes out because of my hands and knees and licks my face and is trying to figure out what the hell you're doing out here. And I, I've still got about 5 yards of, no, 5 yards of length, you know, yeah. You know, to still continue today before the guy comes in and starts putting the cement on it, which is powdered cement. And then you wet it down and it's all supposed to stick. And I'm sitting there and I've got the back of my truck is still got a half of, you know, well, half, yes, less, but of rock in it. So I've got.
So you'll have to find someplace else.
I put the rock, you know, and I'm reaching in. I'm doing it by handfuls. I'm going over there and going, okay, I'm going to put some here and some there. Oh, this color here will go with this. I think I've gone taking it too far at this point.
And you've really gotten into your work.
Oh, but that's Linda's love talk, though, is working around the house and doing these things. And she just, you know, and so I'm out there looking at the back out there. We had that big tree, and then we had to take it down. And we had all this area cleared out. And I'm thinking, have you ever seen in the Japanese, a lot of times these Japanese gardens mm-hmm. where it's this really nice white gravel, and it's raked. And I'm thinking about putting that there. And then one of those little bridges that goes to nowhere because it's just a bridge.
A bridge, yeah.
And then maybe a bonsai tree.
Mm-hmm.
All there, just so I can. I'm really into this.
Well,
I will have rock left over. Now, I have big rock left over. So if anybody needs rock that's as big, bigger than your fist, some of them almost as big as your head, if you need any rock like that, you just let me know because you will have to come over and pick it up.
Oh, you won't deliver it?
Not anymore.
I don't have any way to haul rock. I mean, I can't put rock in my Lexus.
If you need rock, yes. For you, I will.
Okay.
For you. If you want to pay me for delivery. Not you.
Working in your yard can be just a lot of fun. But you're right. Once you start, you can just get into it and into it. And you have to kind of back yourself up and say, okay, wait a minute. You're maybe taking this a little too serious.
I'm not talking like 5 rocks. I'm talking like 40 of these
rocks,
which then takes like 3 or 4 rocks to take its place, but it's got to be in a certain manner. And, you know, because they don't, it's like a damn jigsaw puzzle.
Carl, I am the original rock collector person. You should have talked to my husband about rocks. Jeez. I mean, he got to the place where he would not park near rocks. Because they ended up in the back of his truck and went home with us.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the perfect rock to go right here in the yard.
Well, yeah. Okay, let's get back on time here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is finding fire insurance for people, my friends. Not only fire insurance, but any type of insurance that you're looking for. And then her financial office is helping people, you know, that have their assets looked at. They need to have, what you have invested in. It probably takes another eye to take a look at this. And Maxwell Insurance and Financial have been doing this since 1993 and keep expanding. So they must be doing a good job. Give Judy a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. 56 degrees out there, going up to 76 today. Wind's going to blow. We're still in the red flag warning. And it looks like we're going to continue to do that. Electricity is still off in many of the areas here.
I held firm to what I felt was right, like a rock. Like a rock, I was strong as I could be. Like a rock, nothing ever got to me. Like a rock, I was something to see. Like a rock.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM. Welcome back. We're just kind of finishing up the hour here. It's been a kind of an interesting day. We've got people coming, and we want you all to know that we are having the Marine Corps Band tonight. If you didn't hear that, they're going to be at the Civic Auditorium, no longer at Foothill High School, but they are going to be performing at the Civic Auditorium.
At 7:15, the doors open at 7:15, and the concert will go on at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock tonight. At 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to have the California Highway Patrol here and the new chief, and we're going to be talking about the Highway Patrol.
All right.
I've postponed the adult mental services, and we'll be getting them in here just as soon as I can because of the importance of what they do and the
conversation that's going on in the community
right now with these
break-ins and stuff, which are just really bad.
Well, it's not just a break-in.
Not break-in, but
she also handles the the alcohol and drugs, you know, and they're going to talk about the medically assisted treatment that they're going to be using when the, you know, what they use right now with people that are in jail to get them off the drugs and get them into some kind of life that's not stealing and living on the streets. So anyway, now let's talk about PG&E for a second.
Okay.
There's, you know, somebody says we're supposed to be a first world nation, and this is California with the sixth largest economy in the world, and we're so good, we're so above everybody. So why do we have to put 2.5 million people? And that's about what it is.
That's the impasse all the way down the state with three or four people in a household. You're talking.
When they say 800,000 customers, it's not customers. Those are meters.
Yeah.
So that's businesses. That's homes. That's
the impact and so financially the impact on how many businesses are closed right now. The impact on all of those employees. It's huge. They better have some really good explanations, because even reasonable people, if this happens to go on for 5 or 6 days, are going to become unreasonable. And there's already a whole list of people who are just right down angry.
They are. And it's not so much the 24 hours or the 48 hours. I can understand the 3, 4, 5 days you're without electricity. Then it starts to be you're camping. You know, you're camping out and you don't want to camp out. Type of thing. But here we are in the state, and we have an electric utility that has to shut the power down because their infrastructure is not strong enough to handle gusts of 50 miles an hour or 55 miles an hour. So that tells you something about that. Or is this
a payback?
Hey, you guys are suing us, and we're going to make sure we don't start another fire. And the way we do that is we shut down the power.
Well, but here's the deal. They've come out with these lawsuits, and they've said, okay, we've determined that the ratepayers are going to pay for all of this, the damages as a result of the suits, all the things that they're going to be charged with and all the money they're going to have to pay out, the ratepayers are going to pay for. So who do they punish? The ratepayers. They go and they say, okay, to pay these bills, we're going to shut off. Now, let me ask you this. What are they going to do with all that power that they're not distributing during this time? Are they selling it someplace else? Maybe that'll help them pay their bills.
Well, they could. What about the businesses that lose money because of this? Homes that, like we said, could lose food that
they
spend $400 or $500 on. So
yeah.
Is there going to be a way to say, hey, look, am I going to get something off my bill? Or are you going to let me have free electricity for a month?
Well, how about your yard? I mean, in this, you know, if the weather continues and the wind is blowing, it's drying everything out, you're not going to be able to water your yards. A lot of people are on wells. Like Red Bluff, they've got a water shortage when you get this impact. Even if you're not on a well and you have water, they're going to ask you not to use it because of the fact that it cuts, you know, you get a water surge and the pumping ability, the ability to pump it goes down if you're working off wells.
It does, but you know, when it gets down to the I'm sorry you didn't water your plants for a day or two, it's gas and it's the no electricity in your home. It's the fact that
the impact on your yard is going to be huge if it gets hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I still look as yards
and the food, yeah.
I still look at yards as like down the list someplace. Not your yard.
I don't want to lose all my established plants. That's why I put in a generator. Interestingly enough, my power's not off.
You know, it's funny. You know, the generator's just flying off the shelves. Food, water, everything's gone. You know, at our house, we have food and water set up and batteries.
Yes.
We could go for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know, if we wouldn't, you know, we could go for a couple of weeks. You know, I've done that for years.
I mean, that's a state of mind with me where I have always had. We used to carry it in our rigs when we did a lot of camping, and we always had food, blankets, water, all of those survival kind of things that we carried in all of our vehicles. And first aid kit, the whole preparedness kind of thing, candles, batteries. I don't have to do much when one of these things come up because I've already kind of prepared myself for that in the future. And I think it's important. People need to be looking at having food and cash. Cash becomes very important when the grocery stores or the gas stations or anything.
ATMs don't work.
ATMs don't work, and you can't pay. The cash registers are not working. So when you go into a store, if you have cash money, you can buy something. If you don't, you can't.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break from the news, and we're going to be right back with the Northern Division of the California Highway Patrol.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
On Twitter this morning, President Trump saying he's keeping a close eye on the Turkish military offensive in northern Syria. Turkey has been attacking Kurdish targets from the air and on the ground. The BBC's Martin Patience watching part of Turkey's attack along the border.
They say that they targeted more than 180 sites in Syria. We saw fierce clashes in the town behind me. That's Tel al-Abiyot, according to the Syrian Democratic Forces. They resisted the Turkish advance there.
President Trump standing by his decision to pull back U.S. troops from the area, adding the U.S. does not support the Turkish offensive.
We've told President Erdogan how we feel. But we are speaking to both sides, and we're seeing what can be made out of a situation. But we have no soldiers in the area.
North Korea threatening to resume nuclear and long-range missile tests after claiming the U.S. prompted some European members of the U.N. Security Council to condemn its recent ballistic missile launches.
The warning by Pyongyang's foreign ministry followed the weekend breakdown of North Korea-U.S. nuclear negotiations in Sweden, the first such talks between the countries in more than 7 months. Some observers say North Korea's threat may be a tactic to pressure the U.S. into making concessions, as a restart of nuclear and long-range missile tests would likely derail negotiations, deepen its international isolation, and further dim prospects for rebuilding its moribund economy. I'm Karen Shamas.
High-level U.S.-China trade talks underway today in Washington, with President Trump due to meet with China's top representative, the Chinese vice premier, tomorrow. And Wall Street's encouraged by the renewed negotiations. Key averages on the rise this morning. Right now, the Dow is up about 210 points. The S&P 500 index better by 24. And the NASDAQ Composite Index currently trading 68 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Apple has removed an iPhone app that allowed Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters to report on police movements.
Apple has drawn Beijing's ire over an app called HK Map Live. It was made not by Apple, but an independent software developer. Apple at first refused to put it on the App Store, but last week relented. Critics have said the app lets protesters track police movements, and the Chinese Communist Party's official newspaper described it as poisonous. It's estimated that mainland China accounts for about one-third of all new iPhone sales.
That's the BBC's Dominic O'Connell reporting. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country will happily investigate whether Ukrainians interfered in the 2016 elections in the U.S. He told reporters this morning, "We can't say yes or no as to whether there was any interference without first conducting an investigation." News and analysis at townhall.com. Alaska Airlines and American Airlines announcing they'll be scaling back their mileage plan partnership early next year.
The Alaska Journal of Commerce reported Alaska's mileage plan members will not be able to earn miles on American Airlines international flights beginning March 1st and will also no longer be able to use miles for reward travel on American flights. The airlines say Alaska plan holders will still be able to earn mile-for-mile value on American flights with Alaska flight numbers to locations in the Midwest, the East Coast, and parts of Canada. Prior to the announcement, American was Alaska's final domestic mileage plan partner, meaning Alaska plan members will not have another major carrier on which to use miles. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The leaders of Britain and Ireland are meeting, trying to find common ground for an elusive Brexit deal. Just 3 weeks until the UK is scheduled to leave the European Union. Again on Wall Street, the Dow up 218 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. The news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. So I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark, and Trish has got all the weather.
Well, it's
in
it's
one a, spot.
In one spot. It's about 58 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 78, breezy with north winds 18 to 25, highs at 36 miles per hour. The red flag warning is still in effect. Tonight, we're about low of 46. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 80 and a low near 47. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 80. Saturday night, 49. And on Sunday, high of 77, a low of 49. Columbus Day on Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 78, a low of 49. Going to hang right in there and not looking for any moisture anytime in the near future. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I know everybody's hanging, holding your breath for this, but today, National Angel Food Cake Day, National Cake Decorating Day, it's National Handbag Day, and World Mental Health Day, which leads to the rest of them.
There you
probably.
Go. Good explanation of why.
Hey, we were talking about the power being off in the last hour, and somebody gave us a call right at the last. So, Becky, thanks for hanging on. What do you have?
Good morning. I just wanted to let you know that there are a lot of people out here that are electric dependent because they require oxygen or other medical services.
Good point.
Yeah, my Great husband point. Is one of those, and they weren't supposed to shut the power off till around 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. They shut it off at midnight, and luckily he woke up so I could get an oxygen tank and switch him over. Now, here's my question to PG&E. How many people did you kill by shutting off their power because they didn't have anybody who was aware to switch them from an electrical unit to a backup tank for so they could breathe? I am so pissed.
Well, I don't blame you. And there's probably a number of people just like you out there, Becky. And I've seen that addressed, that they were supposed to be reaching out because it's marked. They should have the homes marked, and I believe they do, that when they're the people that need electricity.
Yeah, they send out what I call a cream puff letter. It's like, we know you're there, but guess what? We don't care. We really don't care. It's your responsibility to see that, you know, it's taken care of. So we're putting in a whole house generator, and PG&E can kiss my behind.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks a lot, Becky. And I'm glad things turned out okay for you. And I just kind of fear for the people that didn't have somebody like you in the house and weren't prepared.
Yeah, just grab this, $300,000 a year for a power pole climber.
Well, it's not the one in the hard hat. It's the ones in the ties that bother me. They're the ones that do the damage.
Yeah, the guys that are out there, they're just doing their job.
I
hope people will remember that. It's the decision makers at PUC and PG&E and all of those that you got your gripes.
It's the ones with the ties.
Go after them.
Okay.
Good point.
Hey, Becky, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thanks for hanging on during the break.
Thank you. Okay. You know, that's a great point.
It absolutely is.
It's going to go off at 6 in the morning, and they turn it off at noon, well, or at midnight. I mean, there's people that, I mean, you can be prepared for it, but, I mean, it's, what if you are by yourself?
And not everybody is listening to the radio or what have you. It's a difficult thing to prepare for, but they knew far enough in advance on this. There was a lot of information out there, and they do have a list of those people that are medically dependent.
Sure they are.
And they should make it. There should be an extra effort made to make sure that those people are notified.
Yeah, there's got to be. It's, you know, we can do almost like a red alert or something that says, "Hey, we're turning off the power."
Well, and you know, the sheriff's department, fire departments have the ability to do the alerts through the phone and what have you, and those things should be. Every effort should be made specifically to those people listed in medical dependent situations.
Now we have with us. Chief Elizabeth Barkley and Assistant Chief Rob Kreider with us today from the California Highway Patrol, the Northern Division here. Elizabeth has just taken over in the last month or so. And I think, Rob, you've just taken over as the Assistant Chief in the last month or so.
That is correct.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chief.
Good morning. Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
What kind of impact is this having with all the electricity out on the Highway Patrol's operations?
So we have backup generators that allow us, afford us about 72 hours of power. So for us, the impact on our operations is fairly limited because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, honestly, you know, anytime there's a power disruption, it's going to cause lights to be, you know, affected, traffic controls.
Right.
Yes. And so we spend a lot of time just preparing for that and ensuring that all those signals and traffic, directing traffic becomes a priority.
Do they still put people on the streets directing traffic?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In big intersections, you'd have to. I know they're having a hard time. Anderson's small. And it's a riot how difficult it is for people to stop and let the next car go. And you always got the guy that, well, it's not working, right on through.
And that's one thing that's really important for us to kind of bring to attention right now is that the law is very simple. If you roll up to a four-way intersection that has a signalized intersection with the red, yellow, and green light, and those lights are out, it is now instantaneously a stop sign. You know, that stop sign's not there, but I need the public to recognize that it's a stop sign and treat it as such.
Exactly.
Come to a stop, look left and right, let the person to your right go, and take your turn. We just want everyone to get to their destination safely. You know, our goal for the California Highway Patrol is to just make our community a safer place. So when we have these things like power outage, we want to make sure that we can do everything we can for safety and get to your destination and enjoy your day.
Exactly. We were talking on the break about the section between Redding and Cottonwood, and the frustration of those of us who drive it on a regular basis. And you indicated you guys gave a lot of tickets just right off the bat.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our partners are Caltrans and their employees. And when they're working in those sites, we want to protect their safety. And so that's the reason for the slowdown, you know, the 55-mile-an-hour slowdown is to really, you know, look out for them. And in the first few weeks, we made a commitment to Caltrans to really enforce that, to get people to slow down, and we issued about 1,800 citations.
I had one of your officers, and he will remain nameless, said, you know, I'm just sitting out here, and he says, frankly, I'm just taking the 80 and over ones, and he says, that keeps me really busy. 80 miles an hour in a 55 in a construction zone has got to be into the thousands for a ticket. It's just got to be. I mean, it's like. It's not the same thing as doing, you know, it says 55 is doing 65. I mean, you're talking 80 in these things. And he goes, it's crazy. I guess, you know, they start slowing down. And then when you do 55, and this is the worst part, when you're doing 55, there's some jerk on your butt that's just right on you because you're doing 55. Oh, my God. I've got to get by you. I've got to make that minute up.
Yeah. No, they do, and they go flying around, and I'm really stubborn. I do it a couple of times a day, and I'm not going to speed, and I'm not going to break my neck to get out of your way, and you can just sit back there and fume.
Yeah, and kiss my butt, as Becky just said, and I like that. Becky, it impacts on Becky, but you're right. How many times you just want to just kiss
the whole house generators, they're all over the place. So after the snowstorm last year, a lot of people invest. I was one that invested in one because I could see the impact of.
You can no longer, except for the Highway Patrol, you can no longer trust many of the government and commercial entities to take care of you. See, yeah. That's what people want. They want them to take care of you. Well, when you come into law enforcement, that's one thing. That's their mission. But when you get into the politics of it and big business, nah. Their mission, even the police say, you know, cannot be held responsible for keeping you safe. You've got to take care of yourself. So after the snowstorm, that should have been kind of like
that was a wake-up call for a whole bunch of people.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Chief Elizabeth Barkley and Assistant Chief Rob Kreider of the Northern Division. And this is the first time we've had Chief Barkley on because she just took over a month or two ago. And about the same time that Rob came in. So we're going to take a quick break.
Then when we come back, let's talk about, introduce yourselves to the community and who you are.
And this portion of the show, did you do that?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day a week, 7 days a week, call Sharon Clark. She's got the business to help take care of your family in your time of need, whether it's just an operation or you broke something, you just needed somebody to check in on you, or if it is 24 hours a day. It's call Home Helpers at 226-8350. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Lasting away for 10 years, we are. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They'll rebuild your watch for you, fix your watches. They've got all types of jewelry from estate through Native American through
like
everything.
Candy store.
It's a candy store at very reasonable prices. 2225 Hilltop Drive here in Reading. Trish Clark and I here. It's 8:20 in the morning. About 55 degrees out there, going up to 77 today. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And we're here with Chief Elizabeth Barkley and Assistant Chief Rob Kreider of the California Highway Patrol Northern Division. So, Chief Barkley.
Yes.
How did you get into police work?
Tell us about Elizabeth Barkley.
Okay, here we go. So my journey started in 1995. So right out of college, I had decided that I would probably pursue a career in law enforcement, mostly because I wanted to help people. That was kind of my vision of being able to serve. I didn't serve in the armed forces, which kind of felt like a missed opportunity for me, but I knew if I entered the ranks of the law enforcement that I would be able to serve my country and my state that way. So initially, wasn't sure if it was going to be a federal agency or a state agency or a city. I grew up in San Diego, so San Diego PD was kind of one of my first options on my radar. And then ultimately, I decided on the California Highway Patrol because of just kind of the vast difference in duties. You know, you can become a pilot, you can work at the Capitol protecting the governor, you have all these different kind of facets, and you can move up and down the state, which over the last 24 years I have done. Many moves.
Over the state of California.
Well, that's kind of cool, because if you're in San Diego, at any of the, not saying that, you know, any of the units are bad, because we have people been here 27, 30 years, of course, at Reading, but you had an opportunity then to move, though, and see different parts of the state and have different jobs on a regular basis, if you chose that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, some people, can you choose to stay in one spot?
Yes, absolutely you can.
Okay.
But through the promotional process, typically you end up...
Get the promotion, you end up
you
in a different area.
You need to move, yeah. And that's it. If you're going to stay in one spot, unless you can promote up in that one division, you're going to be probably an officer out there on the roads. But there are people, from what I understand, you've got officers that just love that. And they've been doing that for a long time, and they're happy.
Absolutely. The backbone of our whole organization is our professional staff and our uniformed officers that are on the front lines every single day. They really are the just the catalyst for our mission, which is public service. And they get out there every single day, put on their boots, open the doors, raise the flag, and serve the people.
And you did a period of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you still do that. You get on the road, don't you?
Mostly in traveling to all the various areas. So Northern Division is comprised of basically the 38,000 square miles of Northern California. I have 17 commands in 14 counties. So we're Rob and I are on the road quite a bit.
Now, this is, it's 38,000 square miles.
Northern California
is bigger than a couple states.
Exactly.
That's true.
And a lot of it, you don't go from one office to another because there's a big distance in between.
Absolutely. And, you know, with just kind of our vast terrain, it makes it difficult sometimes to get where we need to be. So luckily we signed up to drive our cars, and that's what we do.
You got to like driving.
Absolutely. Right. That's why I joined the Highway Patrol. Drive fast, shoot the gun, you know.
That's right. Sounds like a fireman.
I just saw Chief Barkley write down, he's not coming back again. She just wrote it down, he's not coming back. That was Assistant Chief Rob Kreider. And Rob, how'd you get into this?
You know, my stepdad was a California Highway Patrol officer. So I had an upbringing where I saw the work that he did every single day to, you know, make his community a safer place. And the opportunity was there for me to join the Highway Patrol, and I felt very honored and lucky. And so everybody who joins the CHP goes to 3500 Reed Avenue, West Sacramento, California, and they spend 6 months at the CHP Academy. And so that was it's a very life-changing moment for a lot of us because it's a paramilitary-style academy. So you're up early, you're running around with your flashlight, they're yelling at you, spitting at you, all those things, and you have to drive fast cars and go to the range. You have to learn how to be an emergency medical technician. So that's really one of the most important things about the California Highway Patrol. It differentiates us from other agencies. So we know that we're going to be the first on scene at these really horrific car accidents. And so that those magic minutes where we can actually pull out that medical bag and really work on somebody and save their life can really make the difference. And so not all of our partners in law enforcement have that medical training that we do. And understandably, they're in a city where the fire department's close by and they have a very small region. But we have a 38,000 miles of Northern California we have to take care of.
So are you actually paramedics or EMTs?
EMTs, and then some of us are now what's called EMRs, so just different ranking. We have paramedics that are on our helicopters, so there's a lot of medical training for the CHP.
You know, because a lot of times out in the middle of Alturas, out in that area, as we know, you're going to be the only one there.
That's right.
For a long time. So you've got to be able to, you know, stop the bleeding, start the breathing type thing.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And usually on something like a car wreck there, it's not just a little bump on the head. It's out there. I mean, I'm running at 100 going down across the valley there.
You are?
Oh, yeah, because you have to get up there for the squirrel shooting.
Rob, make a note of that.
Exactly. I got his license plate, too.
I'm driving a red SUV with the word on the license plate, Trish.
Again. Okay, he just identified my car for you.
Well played.
Hey, this is one of the things that people don't think about is the type of training that you have to go through on something like this. But let's just add the other things in that you do, is that when we have a lot of big things happening here in Redding or Anderson or the sheriffs, here comes the Highway Patrol. You guys are backing them up. You're right there with them on, a big operation.
Whether it's fire or snowstorms or whatever's happening in the community, California Highway Patrol is always there.
Part of our goal is to assist our allied agencies, and we train for that. So we understand that we are really the statewide service. We can mobilize very quickly. We have a team called the Special Response Team. The acronym is SRT. And our goal for that is really a state of readiness at all times. We train all the time. We make sure our guys have a 72-hour bag with them. They have all their gear with them so that when something goes down, whether it's an earthquake or a fire or just civil unrest, whatever it needs to be, the California Highway Patrol can get a huge team of 100 people together in cars that are gassed up, ready to go, and get to a location and just try to bring peace back to our community. So that's something that we train for and we take a lot of pride in. And I think that the allied agencies and the governor's office knows that they can rely on us for that.
Well, you know, how many officers do you have in the division? I'm not talking about support personnel, but how many officers do you have for 38,000 square miles?
485.
400, you know, exactly. Well, I guess
we have to watch that. The one issue that we do face and we do struggle with, and it's not just the California Highway Patrol, it's just law enforcement in general, is our recruitment and our staffing. And so I'll put a pitch in here for our recruitment efforts that if you have a heart for service and you want a job that has great benefits and you can be outside working the road up and down the state of California, consider a job in law enforcement. Consider the CHP.
And what are the requirements for someone to enroll in the academy?
21 years old and high school GED or equivalent, and a good, clean record is what we're looking for.
What's the upper age? It must be an upper
35
age.
35 now.
35?
And they have to be 21 before they can go into the...
We can start the process, and you can actually be in the academy at 20, but before you graduate, you'll need to be 21.
Do you need proof of age?
Yes.
You have to get your haircut. Just thought I'd ask.
You will need a haircut.
I letting everybody know, I was on the California Highway Patrol Citizen Advisory Board for a couple years, and I've gone through this thing with the recruiting and the training and the schools, and just it was a wonderful experience. And I have now handed this off to another gentleman from up here. and the only reason being, not that I didn't enjoy the hell out of it.
I know you
was,
did. I know you enjoyed it.
Chief Barkley was coming in, and I really thought Chief Barkley should have her, you know, have somebody new that she can, and she's already got new things going on that I didn't have to do. And so, you know, and so she's got this and this and this, and all of them made great sense, reaching out to our community. But one of the things we always talked about every time we were there, and we had great briefings, was
recruitment,
because the number where they used to start out at 17,000 people applying, you know, for a class, and believe it or not, 17,000 people applying for a class or to be on in the highway patrol quickly drops from the time they, oh yeah, I'm interested in it, to the time that you actually can put a butt in the seat, drops dramatically. But in the last few years, that initial number has also dropped dramatically.
And that goes across all law enforcement. Yeah. When we were trying to hire for the Sheriff's Department, when I was on the Board of Supervisors, we'd go through recruitment. And I know it was, you know, we'd have positions forever that were vacant and not enough people out there on the streets. But I would talk to them over there about the, you know, they get 50 people that would apply for a position. By the time they get through all of the things and all the reasons why you can't be, they get with two candidates who can even pass the initial standings and then can't fulfill the rest of it. So it's very difficult. That
and you have high standards.
We're
doing all the talking here, but can you tell us, we're going to take a break, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the recruiting, because this is something that we really need to push out, and we'd be more than happy to, you know, do things to help, you know, people get the idea and what's going on, that this is a great profession, California Highway Patrol. You get to see the whole state, you get to drive fast, you get to shoot your gun occasionally.
At a target,
of course. And you get to, and I'm, you know, we're kidding about that, but you can serve, protect and serve. So, okay.
I want just one quick point. Clean record. The young children, the teenagers out there listening at this point, think about it. Clean record.
And that's
don't be doing
that's
something
important
stupid
thing
now
to, yeah,
that's gonna end up on your Facebook page forever.
Good advice. That's great advice, and it needs to be said over and over again to our
young people. Absolutely.
Okay, we're here with Chief Elizabeth Barkley, the Chief of the Northern Division, and Assistant Chief Rob Kreider, and we're talking about the California Highway Patrol, and we've got a bunch of other things to discuss when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, it's a community bank, community, locally owned, dedicated team of professionals. They are really want to help you. They want you to experience how they move your dream forward. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, or you can just stop by 1845 California Street or 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Ridley Shopping Center to find out for yourself. We'll be right back with California Highway Patrol. 55 degrees out there, going up to 77 today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air, your epicenter of change. I can throw them all in there. Yeah. Hey, welcome back. 8:36 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the best barbershop in the world. It gives highs and tights. A lot of law enforcement go there. The young men and women who are putting on the, or the young men, they're putting on the play, A Few Good Men, out at Shasta College, which, by the way, because of what's going on out there, the opening night was supposed to be the 11th. That has been postponed. So any tickets you have will be honored the following week on the 17th. There are matinees and all these, but we'll talk more about that. But they all went down there to get a high and tight. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's a better known, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Trish Clark and I are here with Chief Elizabeth Barkley of the Northern Division of the California Highway Patrol, and Rob Kreider, the Assistant Chief. And you can tell right now she's writing little notes there about not bringing Rob back again.
Fair enough.
Rob used to be a disc jockey in college, and I learned this. So we may let you take us out on the next one.
All right. Well, that was 91.3 KCPR, music left of your dial, San Luis Obispo.
Did you know that?
I did not. Not before today.
Yeah,
but
well, see,
certainly
there you go.
He needs to add that to his resume.
Right.
Very impressive.
What do you tell, when we're talking recruiting, but I'm sure you've got other things you want to talk about here today. The recruiting, you can see, is because the economy, when the economy's good, it's harder to recruit because people can go out there and get jobs that, one, they're not gone from their families. They're not having to move. In the military, you're deploying for a year at a time. It's hard, you know, even when you're colonels and captains and generals, you keep deploying. So it gets a little bit tougher that way. But what do you tell young people when you – I know you have an active recruiting element out when you talk to the high school kids and college kids. What do you tell them?
For those kids who have kind of that idea that they want to serve in some capacity, they may not know that, you know, they don't have it quite figured out. We have an Explorer program that is really beneficial. It's not only beneficial just for some exposure to kind of the way we operate, but any you know, one who's interested between the ages of 15 and 21, I strongly encourage, if you're thinking about a career in law enforcement, to look into one of our Explorer posts. Most of our areas within Northern Division have an Explorer post. And what it does is it kind of prepares you for the academy. You'll get to drive in CHP vehicles, go on ride-alongs. There's a whole gamut of kind of our use of force policies and our DUI stops that they will engage in and have to demonstrate certain a level of aptitude in. And there's actually a rank structure within the Explorer post, too, and you'll go up in rank as you hit markers within that. And we find those people who engage in that program are highly successful in the CHP Academy. And I think it was most recently.
There's no surprises there. And there's people going to yell at me. I mean, that was the biggest thing. You know, a lot of the younger people, millennials, somebody's in their face, getting in their face about you're doing something stupid, and they're not used to that.
They've been pampered a bit through school and what have you with
and
safe
they
zones.
They said that was kind of a big thing that they have to explain to people. Hey, you know, when we it's just what we do. It's, don't take it personally, even though it may sound like it. And they call you Four Eyes or something.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the CHP Academy is that you're an employee of the CHP when you go through. So when I was a cadet and they were screaming at me to do more push-ups, I was like, I'm making more money right now than I ever have. You can keep yelling at me all you want. I'm getting money in the bank. This is great.
I can imagine just looking at you that they were, you know, that you were kind of like, they'd go back, the instructors would go back. They'd go back into the little huts and go, oh, what can we do to him next? And because... He seems to be enjoying all this.
Sounds like you figured it out. You figured it out way before I did because I just kept getting hammered. I didn't know why. But, yeah, it's part of the process.
You were having too good a time there, buddy. You start with the Explorer program. Now, we've talked about how the military obviously is a happy hunting ground out there for law enforcement. Even that slowed down, though. And a lot of it's got to do with the economy.
Yes, agreed. But, you know, I'll just say that there are so many different programs that their specialties in the military transfer over really well, especially for those who are pilots, helicopter pilots. Right now we do have some shortages with pilots within our department. And so I really encourage those people who are, you know, exiting the military, kind of looking around, what am I going to do next? Continue that service. And
well, there's a lot of pilots getting out. I shouldn't say a lot. There's a number every year you lose. Mm-hmm. But because of the lack of flight time, believe it or not, the lack of flight time, a lot of them are just saying, you know, I can move into something else. Private pilots, there's going to be a huge shortage for that. But I can imagine moving from being a helo pilot, a Huey, into the California Highway Patrol would be a real easy transition. A real easy transition.
It is. You know, and the thing about this is it's not really a job. It is a career. You know, and it's a career you can have an immense amount of pride in because we push all these different values and stuff to our people about ethics and integrity, and we really truly believe in that. Mm-hmm. And that's why our academy is tough, because we want to make sure that as we get out and we're face-to-face with the public that they know, okay, I see a tan uniform. That's going to be a very professional officer that's going to treat me with respect and get me to where I need to be safely and help me out.
Well, I know, Chief, that we've talked about this, but, you may not even like the sound of it, but customer service. The only time somebody's going to see a tan uniform is when they've been pulled over. And it's really important, and I know you all emphasize this.
And up here in Northern Division, surprisingly, you're probably going to have more contact with us in the non-enforcement option or, you know, contact because of just the closeness that the relationships that we build with our community. I find many times that, we're at schools, you know, bike demonstrations, you know, safety demonstrations, just even stopping by, you know, baseball games and saying hello, that positive contact. That's really what we're shooting for and laying that foundation for kids and young people to have positive contacts and not always that negative, contact where you're, you know, receiving a citation. But we do our fair share of writing tickets, that's for sure.
Well, and you're also very visible up in the North State on a regular basis because of the fires that we have. And you're always at the road closures. There's always the CHP who are dealing with people who are not happy. They want to go back down that road. They want to go back into the place to get stuff. And so I'm always so impressed working with you in those situations because you're not, you know, you've got to control that crowd. You're not there to give them a ticket. You're out of your normal realm. But they're not friendly when they're doing that.
And that's a tough, tough post. I'll tell you, you know, we understand that these people want to get back to their house. They want to know. They want the answer. What, is my house even still standing? And we are, you know, given that job to hold that post and say, look, I'm sorry, but we have to keep you here. It's not safe yet. And so our officers understand both sides of the coin there. And so we always try to remain professional as much as we can.
And let me tell you something. The Marine Corps ball is coming November 10th. And the California Highway Patrol already has two tables. And there's only like six tables left, you know, and we, you know, because we're limited on how many people we can bring in there. And we had a meeting yesterday, and your tables, the doctor bought two tables and paid right then. So you're, you know, so the California Highway Patrol's there, the police department's there, I think the sheriff's department's there. I mean, there's a lot of, and it's always good to see our to see the law enforcement at the ball there because you guys have a good time.
Absolutely, and that's
again in the public.
We have fun on duty and we have fun off duty, and you know, breaking bread with our brothers and sisters that have served in the military. It's just such an honoring event for us to take some time out and really acknowledge their service, even if it's service before the Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Well, we have so much that the military and law enforcement share, and it's service and to country and country and for us country and Corps, country and our state and our neighborhoods and our cities and everything. We got to take a quick break here. We're here with Chief Elizabeth Barkley and Assistant Chief Rob Kreider of the Northern Division of the Highway Patrol. 65,000 square miles.
Was that 38,000?
Oh, 38,000.
Yeah. Only 38,000.
When I said 65, yeah, her eyes rolled back when I said 65.
38,000 is enough.
And plenty.
And we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 25 years in the business, outstanding professional work for any type of heating and cooling systems. Pam and Martin started this business. It's when they started it, they have a number of people working for them now, of course. They're all highly trained. They're very professional. They're on time, and they do know what they're doing so that they come in, they fix it, they tell you what it is, and then they move on from there. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more at their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com. Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Can't wait to get back on the road again. We have the Highway Patrol with us here.
A perfect segue.
Absolutely. I play that when I get in my RV as well.
8:50 in the morning, 55 degrees, going up to 77 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a very proud Anderson business.
Absolutely.
Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's getting cold. I hope your propane. If you have any propane needs, give them a call at 365-3793. We're here with Chief Elizabeth Barkley and of the Northern Division and Assistant Chief Rob Kreider. And one of the – oh, and but let's go to the phones first. Kay.
Hi. Hi, Carl. Hi, Trish. Hi,
good morning,
Rob.
Kay.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
I was just wondering, going back to Interstate 5 and the construction, I've noticed that the 70 mile an hour speed limit signs aren't bagged. And I was thinking that that would be good because we're not dealing with people around local people necessarily. We're dealing with people that are coming all the way from San Diego and Mexico and from Canada and Washington State, you know. And I think that, you know, if you see two signs, one speed limit lower than the other, and you're in a hurry, you'll probably take the faster one, and which isn't right, but I think that's human nature. So I'm just suggesting that what the Caltrans or can do is bag the fast speed signs so that they aren't there, so that they know for sure that they're supposed to be going 55 miles an hour.
Okay, Kate. Thanks a lot.
Good suggestion.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. Excellent.
If they're not, they probably should be.
Yeah.
Because people will look up. And maybe they miss, even though there's signs that say, you know, slow down and all that. But they see a 70 mile an hour and think, okay, it's good to go again.
No, it's good.
Thanks,
Kate. We'll talk to Caltrans.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that because I don't remember seeing those 70 signs. But
I don't either, but maybe they're there someplace.
Or one bag blew off, whatever. We'll check it out and make sure it's done the right way.
We'll just spray paint it. And
It'd be pretty hard in that stretch to figure out you work in a construction zone, though. I mean, it's pretty... Clearly, something's happening there.
But you don't
know
sometimes where it ends. You know, I've been in construction zones where I think, okay, it's over. So you start to speed up, and then, oh, not so fast. And anyway, hey, a big part, a big thing that you all wanted to talk about, or next subject you want to talk about is DUI.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's no mystery to anybody in California that DUI is against the law. But unfortunately, the California Highway Patrol still runs across some people who are drinking too much and driving, and it's our job to essentially get them off the road so they don't harm somebody. So here's something maybe not everybody knows. When you get your driver's license currently right now, you're going to basically sign an attestation that says you understand that drinking and driving is a dangerous thing, and if you crash into somebody and that person loses their life, we can charge you with murder. And that's actually the document they're going to use in court against you when you're involved in the DUI. So maybe you're just having a few adult beverages, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's not against the law. You can do that. But once you get behind the wheel, it's a totally different situation. Now, in 2019, we have so many options like rideshare, Uber, Lyft, cab, a friend, whatever. There's really just no excuse for DUI, in my opinion. And so we have our officers out there right now doing everything they can to make sure that we are getting those people off the road. Because unfortunately for us, we have seen the really, really ugly side of DUI. We've been to a lot of really gruesome fatal accidents where we've seen loved ones killed and they'll never be able to come back. And so it means a lot to us because we know the importance of getting people home safely. So what I do personally, because I like to go to the local pubs around here, is I plan ahead. Basically, do not even go. Just drop my car at home and get an Uber to the event and enjoy the local festivities and then take my Uber home because I'm not leaving my car downtown or whatever. So you just got to plan a little bit ahead and know what your evening's going to be a part of. And that way you're above reproach and you're not going to be pulled over by the California Highway Patrol and hauled off to jail. So
please, you will be hauled off to jail.
You will be. Don't drink and drive. It's really stupid at this point. There's no more excuses.
That's it. Big component too of the mileage death rate, which we constantly have our finger on the pulse for. You know, we want to keep people safe, we want to get them home safely, and the mileage death rate in the last few years is on the rise again. So all the technology that the auto manufacturers have, you know, brought to the table, brought to these new vehicles, the airbags, you still need to wear your seatbelt, you still need to obey all traffic laws, don't drink and drive, simple things like that, but most importantly, stay off your phones. Don't become that distracted driver. Eating, shaving, putting on your eye makeup, looking at your phone for your social media thread, it just isn't worth it.
And when you're DUI is driving under the influence. What about drugs? What about the since everybody can smoke marijuana now, do you have special training for the officers to be able to identify
this? Absolutely. And so it's a great question. So DUI is under the influence. It's not alcohol. It's alcohol and drugs or drugs. And absolutely. So, yes. You know, cannabis is legalized in California, which is fine, and you can sit in your house and do whatever you want. We're all for it. However, when you get behind the wheel, then it's game on again. We cannot have people under the influence of cannabis or any other drug driving. Even prescription drugs are still a big problem for us. A lot of opioids are being distributed like you're under the influence. So you should not be driving around. And, you know, we've had situations where people are looking at us like, what do you mean I'm DUI? I have a prescription for this. Well, I'm sorry. That bottle says do not operate machinery.
It says it right
this
on the,
car yeah. is a machine. And so they find themselves in jail, too. And, you know, you'd be lucky, honestly, if we do arrest you. Because we do that before you crash into somebody and ruin your life or ruin someone else's life. So don't do it.
And I know people that have had that. They've been on prescription drugs and did not think that it was going to have the impact on them like that. But it did. So in today with Uber and Lyft and all these others, that you have options. Wind River has cars to take people home, and a lot of the functions will have places where the that somebody's there. In case they get too much, or and again we get back into if you know somebody that's had too much to drink, you know you need to step in too. You don't want your friends getting hurt. I've had three or four beers, I'm okay. Well, are you? You leave the bar and you go around the next corner and you do something strange. There's a policeman there, and his whole job with law enforcement is to keep you safe, but mainly the other people out there. So don't whine about it.
Absolutely. Don't do it.
You've been told.
It's official.
Hey, I want to say this before we're off the show, that the United States Marine Corps Band will be playing tonight. They will be at the Civic Auditorium, though. It will start at 8.
Doors open at 7:15.
Doors open at 7:15. If you have tickets for it and it's supposed to be Foothill, that's okay. They honor those tickets. If you have extra tickets, bring them because they expect standing room or, you know, more than they've sold to show up. And if you've got a couple extra tickets, bring them. So share those. We're here with, and we've been here with, Chief Elizabeth Barkley, and Assistant Chief Rob Kreider of the California Highway Patrol Northern Division, 38,000 square miles, 465 Is that officers? That's not support staff.
No, not support staff.
They're always looking for good recruits. And we've talked about driving under the influence. We've talked about the recruiting, how that works. It's a job that protects and serves, and you can travel all over California, from the deserts of the Mojave up here to right here in Redding.
We have a great, big, beautiful state. I was sent to Santa Barbara out of the academy. That was really tough duty for me. So you never know where you're going to go.
Wait a minute. Why'd you get Santa Barbara instead of the Mojave?
Just lucky, I guess.
Not so lucky. I got to West Los Angeles, which includes Compton and Athens. So, but, you know, if it doesn't hurt you, it only makes you stronger.
That's right.
So do you look down on the guys that got those kind of plum of time?
They definitely do. I get grief for it all the time.
You know, he's having a latte while you're in the middle of a fist fight.
Well, because it's Rob, yes, but others, not so much.
Okay. How do people get a hold of the Highway Patrol?
And welcome to the North State to both of you. You're going to love it here.
How do people get a hold of the Highway Patrol if they're interested?
chpcareers.com.
There you go. Hey, thank you, everybody. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMoffitt will join us again tonight. The Marine Band will be at the Civic Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:15. Thanks for being with us. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.